Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC at 50. Welcome to WGMC at 50. Today we have the opportunity to talk with Jazz 90.1 office assistant, DJ, volunteer, all around, takes care of all the business, Linda Wildman. Linda, thanks for taking the time to sit down with me.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, good.
I was trying to figure out the other day, how many years have you been here now?
Well, I'm starting on number 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That is a long time.
2007, that's when I walked through the door.
Wow. And I remember that. I don't remember much from 17 years ago, but I remember that. So you came to us originally as kind of a volunteer who had heard about the opportunities that we had here for DJs. What brought you here back then?
Well, I took a voiceover classes. And one of the things that they told us during that time was that you shouldn't go to a radio station.
Really?
Yeah, that was their advice. So I thought, well, gee, there's a really cool radio station in my area, not very far. And I thought, well, when I was done with the classes, I'd send a letter and see if they could use my help. And, of course, you responded and said, come on in for an interview.
So why would they have told you not to go to a radio station? Just because of the job market or job outlook at that point?
Yes, the job outlook. In other words, the account execs, the advertising execs at the radio stations usually do their own voiceovers, or they have people that do it for them.
Right, right.
So they said, don't bother to apply or send a demo or anything.
Now, but I thought, well, I'm going to go the opposite direction.
Might as well go against. Yeah. So had you been a listener of the radio station up until that point?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And
my
knowledge of jazz was very, very limited.
Right. All right. So when you came here, we chatted and brought you on, I believe, as a fill-in DJ at the time. Right?
No, I was basically a volunteer. I did some voiceover for Joelle when she was running production.
Right. Oh, and that's right. You were doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff at that point.
Yeah, and mailing. I would work on the mailing. And, of course, I took time to listen to over 6,000 CDs.
Well, I was going to ask you about that as well. And for those listening, Linda has a very interesting card filing system. And you literally went through all of those CDs cover to cover. And you kind of created a record of tunes that you like. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have a binder and then I have cards. So I have both.
To kind of document what you enjoy.
Yes, what I've listened to and what tunes I, like.
Yep. Now, at what point did you segue to being on the air?
That was when you started to be taking some time off as far as teaching.
Right.
And then I would be filling in for you.
Okay.
And I guess you had me sort of do some training behind the scenes before I went on the air.
Right.
But when I came here, that wasn't in my mind at all to be a DJ.
You just wanted to maybe do some voiceover work occasionally, utilize
some
your
office
class.
Work or whatever you needed, for volunteer purposes.
Yeah. Now, it evolved greatly from there, and it seems relatively quick. Tell us about the journey kind of after that point.
Well, let's see. I was on the air, and then I was on the air regularly. So, and then then there was an opening as far as a pay position when Jack decided to retire,
right.
So I applied for that, and here I am.
Yep, absolutely. And also, you kind of continued the fill-in thing.
Yes.
And that evolved into a weekly afternoon drive show, so you're on every Monday from 4 to 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Monday, 4 to 6.
looking back and kind of at that journey and how it started with the voiceover class and what you were thinking and all that kind of stuff, did you ever kind of envision that it would take you this path, I guess, at this stage in your life?
Never.
Okay. You never thought it was going to happen?
No.
What, you know, you've been here through, and I enjoy talking with people, too, that have been here for a very long time. You've been here with the place kind of going through some highs and lows over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it been like for you to kind of be a part of the team and also a part of kind of witnessing the growth and the challenges of the station?
Oh, it's been exciting to watch the growth and the path that we've gone. It's been exciting to have the public be so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Now, how about the office aspect of it? What do you enjoy that? Because as you said a little while ago, when Jack Mindy retired as our operations manager, you came on part-time and now do the behind-the-scenes in the office, and you process all of the pledges during pledge drives and everything like that. Is that something that you actually enjoy?
Well, years ago, when I was in my beginning my my journey of working,
yeah,
I was had a couple opportunities to be an office manager.
Okay,
I declined those, and then I eventually wound up at Kodak for a few years in economic planning and forecasting was the department I was in, and I was sort of an assistant to one of the economists, or actually several of the economists. But so being an office assistant or manager wasn't beyond, you know, what I, and I have no formal training as far as education. It all comes from experience.
Now, you're obviously, you know, you and your husband are of the age where you're both kind of retired and could be off doing all kinds of traveling and things like that. What keeps you coming back? What keeps you sticking with us here?
Well, it's a wonderful radio station, and it's cool. I mean, the other positive thing about it, it's very close.
Yeah.
So it, you know, doesn't take a lot of income to get here,
right,
so to speak.
Right, right, right.
So it's convenient that way. And when the weather's bad, it's, you know, not across town to have to go. So,
right,
you know, it's that's the one plus about that.
Yeah.
But it's just a great radio station, and it's kind of like a family. It's just, you know.
Dysfunctional family.
Well, sometimes. I don't know about that.
One of the things that's interesting, too, that I always found really neat was early in your life, you had acting experience and stage experience. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I did some acting in high school and sort of caught the bug. And then I did some community theater in the area and did some of that. And then I decided, well, maybe I could go on and do that as a career. So I went to Boston Conservatory of Music, which is now part of the Berklee School.
Oh, okay.
They have merged with that that school. So it was then it was the Boston Conservatory of Music, and they had a drama department.
Uh-huh.
So I stayed there for about a semester, and I didn't flunk out. I just decided, you know, this is not necessarily a path that I really wanted to pursue.
Professionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you don't do any of that kind of stuff now, right?
I did some in a church setting.
Okay.
But then that ended, so you know I haven't done anything in a while. So memory is not as good as it used to be.
To memorize lines?
Yes.
Yes. So your path is kind of been in a lot of different directions over the course of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
And of course, being a DJ was not
right
on the radar, because normally an actor is given a script.
Yes.
And you memorize the script. Well, being a DJ, you don't have a script.
That's right.
So it's a little bit out of the box for me, but I've gotten more and more comfortable with talking.
Well, the ad-libbing aspect of it,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. Yeah. What's it been for somebody, again, who's been here for, we're just going to call it for what it is, nearly 20 years, to see us hit the 50th anniversary?
That's a fantastic thing. It's well, not a lot of people can say they've been somewhere, you know, or been in an organization that's been there for 50 years, or even in a job for 50 years. That's
right.
you know, used to be years ago, people could be in a position, you know, that long. But I think those days are gone.
Well, what's funny, too, is you've seen us through a lot of, I mean, we've done just about everything to try to raise money. So you've been a part of helping us with concerts and pancake breakfasts and art events and, yeah, and all
art
kinds
loves
of things.
Jazz.
Art loves jazz. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of different things over the years.
Yeah. Those were all fun.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
for you.
A little, yeah, yeah, maybe a little somewhat stressful at times, but, you know, we got yeah. through them.
Is there anything I'm forgetting to ask you?
I don't think so.
Well, here's to another 17 years. Okay, I'm gonna make you stay that long. Okay, no, it's been great. Thank you for everything you've done.
Oh well, thank you so much for the opportunity that I've had over the years. Thank you.
Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.